Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, May 30th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Boundary Fire, 2017. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to today's episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into impactful events and explore their broader implications on technology, ethics, and society. Today, we're discussing the Boundary Fire of 2017, a significant wildfire that burned through the Kaibab National Forest in Arizona. This event not only reshaped the landscape, but also illuminated the complex interplay between natural disasters and human intervention. The Boundary Fire, ignited by lightning on June 1, 2017, near Kendrick Mountain, presents a vivid tableau of nature's unpredictability and the calculated responses from those tasked with managing such disasters. Over the course of its prevalence, the fire scorched approximately 18,000 acres of forest land. This fire's significance lies not just in its size or origin, but in the strategic decisions made by firefighting teams regarding its management. Now, let's consider the response to the Boundary Fire. Fire management teams decided to use a managed wildfire technique. This might sound counterintuitive at first. Why would you allow a fire to burn? Managed wildfires can help reduce underbrush and dead wood that accumulate on the forest floor, which can lead to even larger, uncontrollable fires in the future. It's a practice deeply rooted in a profound understanding of ecological health and forest management. However, this approach is not without its risks and ethical considerations. It poses the question, at what point does the risk to human lives and property outweigh the long-term ecological benefits? The decision to allow the Boundary Fire to burn was carefully calculated, but with any such decision comes a degree of uncertainty. Residents nearby lived for weeks under the pall of smoke, an eerie reminder of the fire's looming presence. This brings us to a crucial point of discussion about the ethics of such decisions in disaster management. Are we playing with fire, quite literally, or are we taking informed steps towards greater, long-term good? Let's talk technology. Monitoring and managing wildfires like the Boundary Fire has become increasingly sophisticated. Techniques and tools ranging from satellite imagery to sophisticated climate models play pivotal roles in making informed decisions. These technologies enable real-time data gathering and analysis, which is crucial in predicting the fire's spread and evaluating the effectiveness of containment strategies. This is the edge that tech provides, turning what could be a reactive stance into a proactive one. The socioeconomic impacts of wildfires are also profound. They reshape communities, influence land use policies, and can even alter the course of elections by bringing environmental issues to the fore. For instance, the economic fallout from disruptions to tourism, a major industry in regions like northern Arizona, can be massive. This intertwines with ethical concerns. How do businesses, many family-owned, recover? And what is the government's role in ensuring both economic stability and ecological sustainability? Let's pause here for a moment. Imagine being in the vicinity of such a massive wildfire. Consider the uncertainty you'd feel, compounded by the smoke-filled skies and the constant news updates. How would this influence your views on environmental policy and disaster management? Wrapping up, the handling of the Boundary Fire provides numerous takeaways. It serves as a learning curve in enhancing our firefighting strategies and understanding the ecological benefits of controlled burns. It also raises critical questions about how we balance immediate human safety against long-term environmental health. What would you prioritize if you were making these decisions? Before we conclude, let's reflect on the broader picture. Fires like the Boundary are stark reminders of our planet's vulnerability and the need for a cohesive approach that marries technology, ethical foresight, and comprehensive policies to safeguard both our natural world and our communities. How do such significant events shape your thoughts on climate change and environmental management? Let's carry these questions with us and perhaps let them ignite our own discussions and decisions about the world we inhabit. Thank you for listening to Wikipedia. Today's discussion covered just a glimpse into the vast, intricate landscape of wildfire management, a topic that is as relevant today as it ever was. Until next time, keep pondering, keep questioning, and let's all stay informed about the world around us. We all share this planet, and its care is in our hands.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Boundary Fire 2017. Thanks for listening. See you next time.